band at the stoppage and play, and you heard the chant, the Save Our Songs chant. Certainly you've heard it before, you know, throughout the arena. That certainly was the loudest it has ever been. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts when you were listening?
Well, you know, I thought it was great. They're supporting us. You know, hopefully it's not too little too late, but, you know, it's definitely great to get the support. You know, the year we've had, it's not normal to have a sellout at any point, you know, towards the end of the year like this, so we're definitely appreciative that, I don't know if it's a sellout, but it was, you know, most of the seats were full, so definitely appreciative of the fan support tonight.
I know you've come out a number of times saying your preference is to stay here. Most people in this locker room kind of share that same view.
You'd have to ask everybody, but most of the, most everything I've heard is that way. And it's nothing against Oklahoma City. It's just this is where we've been, you know. I think most guys don't like getting traded. Most guys struggle signing with a new team. I mean, it's just hard to move. It's human nature. So I think most guys like living here and playing here. So that's all it is.
Thanks, Nick.
How much did having the crowd kind of being into it and the energy kind of lift you guys up in the second half?
Lifted us a lot. I'd have to go back. I don't know if we were down five or whatever, you know, with not, you know, 4 minutes or so left. I don't know exactly what it was, but a lot of times we'll let that game slip away this year. And I think, you know, I don't know if it was the fans' energy, but, I bet that that was probably the difference. And we were able to get a couple stops and a couple buckets.
You also had a third quarter stretch where you guys were able to kind of flip it and take the lead. How important was it to kind of get that momentum going?
Yeah, that was huge. A lot of games, we'll be right there, and then the other team will do that to us. So to be able to get up, you know, seven or so, make them really fight to get back and tie it and take the lead as opposed to just building the big lead, I think that made a huge difference.
Durant said he almost cried after this game because he was so emotional.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't seen this place like this before, and It's been a hard year, and you know, to have some success sometimes, you know, it surprises you. You do get a little emotional. You know, just he's a young kid. He just wants to have fun playing, and when it's like this, it's a lot more fun.
How about for you?
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. You know, it's been a tough year, and a lot of the extra stuff's been kind of tough to deal with. We don't really know how to handle it, but you know, it was a lot of fun, and it just shows it'd be a shame if basketball wasn't here, because it's a great place to play when the fans are there and supporting us.
This has been a really tough year. I mean, just the whole distraction, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've dealt with for the last 2 years. This year's probably been more in the forefront, but you know, I can't blame any losses on it or anything like that, but it has been just an extra thing that people dwell on as opposed to talking about our play. So it has been a little bit tough, but like I've said a lot, you know, don't feel sorry for us. We got the best job in the world, and you know, there's a lot of people, a lot worse things than worrying about something like that.
Have you thought about moving to Oklahoma?